The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, guys, we made it to episode 200 here on the Fight Bananas podcast. We are so happy and grateful for making it this far. And I don't know if you guys have been watching. This is only the beginning. Last month, numbers were on fire. This month, the month of April, it's continuing. Hopefully, everyone's staying safe out there. Guys, we're going to get right into it because Jillian, the Savage Robertson's about to come on the Fight Bananas podcast. We're so happy to have her back on. She was the first guest on Fight Bananas, episode number one. Then she was our 100th episode. So it's only fitting the next landmark number, number 200 here on Fight Bananas. Jillian, the Savage Robertson, goes absolutely bananas. All right, guys. We had the Savage on episode one. We had her on at episode 100. It's only fitting episode 200 here at Fight Bananas. Jillian Savage Robertson, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, just trying to stay safe at this time right now in this quarantine and stay busy, stay working.
Right. It's there is a hard middle there, exactly what you just said, to stay safe and stay home. But you guys, especially you guys, out of everyone, I've had so many podcasts. The last 5-10 days actually have been really, really good for us in the podcast business. But it's so hard because this is what you do. This is your job. This is your work. This is your 9-to-5, right? And it's really hard. So how are you dealing with it day in, day out?
Like I said, we're trying to stay safe. So we've just been minimalizing the people that I'm interacting with. And it's been mostly Dean. And then I've had one or two training partners I've been working with in remote locations. So we're not surrounding ourselves with other people, but we're still training twice a day, every day, getting our work in, making sure I'm getting better while everybody else is taking time off.
Right. Very true. All right, let's kind of hit on that. And, you know, I sent you the link last week. It was really cool because I saw Bruins of it for a little bit, and then Monday it kind of hit on some other news sites and some, you know, paper, right, but not a podcast. So I was like, Dean, you're coming on? He's like, absolutely, man, I got you. So we went on that night. He's like, dude, I'm driving. He goes, I was in Port St. Lucie, and I was like, okay, let's just hit it, let's just go. So we did. Wow, pretty big, really big. I love that for him. He seems in the last week very happy, very just upgoing, fun. That's just who he is. He doesn't want to be tied down. He did call your name out. I don't know if you did listen to it or not, but he was very adamant about always being in your corner. So how are you dealing with it? Is it a big, big change for you? Or is it just I worked so much with Dean the whole time anyways? So how are you dealing with that transformation so far with Dean Thomas?
I feel like right now we're a little bit unsure about everything that's going on completely just because of the whole coronavirus situation, right? Everything. It's made the training situation in general just awkward. But and no matter what, I'm with Dean till the end. No matter where he goes, I'm going to be hanging on to his ankle, you know?
Right.
He's got to do a lot to get rid of me. I've literally grown up with him since I was 16 years old. I've worked with him, and his style is my style. He's the reason I am the fighter that I am today. So no matter what, he's the person who makes me feel like I'm getting better, who gives me just things that work for my game the best. He knows me best. And so I'm going to follow him wherever he is, no matter what. That's no question to me.
Right. Him and I, when we were talking on the podcast, he's like, yeah, I kind of had a little bit of the Jerry Maguire moment. I'm like, who's coming with me? And he's like, yeah, I think Jillian's definitely coming with me. I'm like, he's a little bit my Renee Zellweger, that character in the movie, you know, staying with him. It's just he just has so much, you know, he's so positive. He kind of glows when he talks about you. He just knows how great of a fighter you are. I just think you guys have a really good kinship relationship. And he has so much trust in you. And he knows where you're going. I know you had one little setback the last fight, but that's the game. You know, Masvidal, we talk about it all the time. 13 losses. You know what I mean? It's just that's the fight game itself. But how have you been doing it? You know, if you don't want to get into it, I totally understand, but I hear it all the time about, you know, fighters, even after a win, they go through a little bit of like a depression hit or a little bit of like a fighter's remorse in a way, and especially on a loss. How did you do afterwards, after the Macy Barber fight?
I honestly, I try to have short-term memory with it. I just try to get over it as soon as possible. It's usually other people that are the problem after, when everybody's coming up to you saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you went through this. And I'm like, okay, like, I just want to forget about it. I'm trying to stop thinking about this now. Like, it's like, Dean's the same as me. Literally the first thing he said to me once I walked out of the cage was, it's over. It's over. That's it.
Right.
It's like, there's nothing we can do now. It's over. And we move on to the next one. We just look at me getting better. It's just trying to forget about it as soon as possible.
For sure. It's so crazy. Like every other athlete, every other sport, if it's LeBron James or Tom Brady, they literally lose like 2 times a week. Sometimes they lose all the time and everyone thinks of how great they are. And it's like, it's weird that a UFC fighter gets a loss and it's like, it's kind of done with them. That's kind of done with the rise. It's not like that. It's just, Conor lost twice in a year. Just, it happens. And still the biggest names in the game. The Macy Barber thing, never again, locked away, boom, gone. But I am going to talk about one of your last losses. I saw it live on Instagram. You and the cat had you 2-1. How did you deal with that? It was a tough judges scored, but she got you.
Oh, that's I'm constantly losing that one. Like, she's always on my ankles biting me. She's the scrapper in the house. I have the 60-pound pit bull who won't do anything. He's just going to kiss you to death. And then I have a 5-pound kitten who bullies us both.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. It's awesome. You are a great follow. Follow Jillian Robertson, Savage_UFC on the IG. Okay. So kind of talk about the fight a little bit in Canada. June 20th. And, we talked a little bit a couple weeks ago, and then you announced it. That's when the whole world was different. Are you a little bit, it's a blessing in disguise? Because one thing you said, we're like, Dave, it was so far away. It's like, I can't believe I'm announcing it. It's like June 20th. That's super far, when we talked almost 2 months ago. But now with all these fights getting canceled and kind of the UFC is a little unsure what they're going to do in April and especially May, I think June 20th, you're going to be okay. I do, at least. I have that positive outlook. Are you a little bit maybe in the back like, wow, maybe that was a blessing to be that far off in June 20th to make sure you get that fight?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Like, when I first got the date June 20th, I called my manager and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the best you can get me. It's 8 months in between my fights. Like, this is insane. And then everything started coming out and with the coronavirus and taking time off and all these fights getting canceled. I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's not so bad. Maybe this is a good thing. Like you said, I feel like June 20th will probably be better hopefully everything will be fine by then. Everything will be great. And it's a long time away still. We're 2.5 months out.
Yeah. And then what you were saying with the coronavirus and trying to train in it, it's very tough. Do you at least kind of in the back of your head, like, hey, we do have, 10 weeks where, if I can just work on my game, a little inklet, maybe, one more ground, maybe just work on the jab, whatever it is, but not to go full into cardio mode and all that. You still feel like, hey, I got time. It stinks that it's happening and happening to all these other people, but at least my fight, you should be okay. Hopefully everything will get back to normal, like you said, at the end of the month.
Even if everything was normal right now, I probably wouldn't be too focused on my fight necessarily moment. We're too far out for me to be focused on one person and just focus on getting in fight shape. So right now I'm still in kind of like the out of camp state where me and Dean are just focused on making me better. We're not necessarily focused on an opponent. Once we get like 6 to 8 weeks out, we're going to start focusing on her more.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're super excited for that. We can't wait. Hopefully it's, that happens June 20th. I think Curtis Blaydes is a main event in that card. I want to talk to you about kind of the female MMA. Last time we haven't talked since the Weili-Ioana fight, the greatest female fight ever, maybe one of the greatest fights ever, man or female. Watching that and, training with Ioana all these years, what did you see in that fight? Did you think Weili barely won, or were you just almost like you a fan? You just got wrapped up in it of, wow, what an amazing fight they just put on.
I definitely was more of a fan, I feel like. I got wrapped up in the fight. It was a hard one to judge. It was a very close fight. Both girls doing a lot of damage, putting out an insane amount of work there. Like, to keep up that pace for 5 rounds is just absolutely crazy. So to see that was just impressive on its own. And it's just really, I got wrapped up as a fan. I have such big admiration for Ioana, just training with her. You see her drive, her push, her passion, and she's always one of the hardest workers in the room. And to see Weili be able to keep up with that is just impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree. One thing we're doing here on the Fight Bananas podcast with the coronavirus and so many of the fights got canceled, and sometimes you just got to kind of build content to what we do here at Fight Bananas. And March Madness is such a big thing for college basketball and the whole bracket, and everyone bets on it and all that stuff. So what we did, we kind of did like the best UFC fights ever in this big bracket, and people have been voting on it, and they kind of been going down and down. What are some of the fights, maybe a sleeper fight or some fight that, you know, is like to you is like, Dave, this is one of the greatest fights ever. Maybe not a lot of people talk about it, or maybe it is like, Dave, yeah, that Weili, Ioana, Robbie Lawler, Roy McDonald too. Those are just like iconic fights. Is there a couple fights that are really, you know, that's big time with you?
Well, the Robbie and Rory one, I feel like it's hard to beat in general.
I know. I love that fight. Love that fight.
Personally, it was actually one of the first fights I ever watched, and one of the fights that brought me into the sport was Diego Sanchez versus Gilbert Melendez.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
They just scrapped for three rounds straight, and it was after I started training MMA, and then I watched my first UFC fight, and that was the first one where I was like, oh, wow, that's just awesome. Like, that really intrigued me.
Right, that's a great one. So we were doing the bracket, and there was probably around, like, 15 female fights out of the 64. You know, Cyborg, Felicia Spencer, Misha Tate, Holly Holm, Amanda Nunes, Cyborg. There was a lot of female fights that were on it. Is there another one that's a sleeper one of yours, maybe underrated, you know, last 10 years, 5 years, that's like, hey, that should be in the list. That's a great UFC fight.
I feel like anything with Amanda these last 2 years, like her versus Ronda, her versus Holly, her versus Misha.
Right.
She's just put on amazing, like the top level performances in the last, like, there's no female you can compare to her.
None. She's the GOAT, and we talked about it before. I don't think she gets enough credit. I don't even think she's the greatest female. You can argue she's the greatest just professional mixed martial artist alive today. She's that good. So I would assume UFC 250, her versus Felicia Spencer. You think Amanda will take care of business?
Oh, yeah. I've honestly been rooting for Felicia her last two fights.
Right.
Because she's a Canadian and a Floridian,
yes,
just like me.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for her, but yeah, I gotta go with Amanda this one. I just don't see anybody better than her.
Wow. Yeah. It's I can't wait. Hopefully that fight happens as well. It's one of my favorites. We've had Felicia on a couple times. We love her. Same thing, Orlando. Also, she, you know, I like one thing you mentioned too. You had an 8-month break. That seems like you know, hopefully you have time for super fights. I know how much you guys love doing that. You know, I know there's going to be something in July with the UFC and Quintet, so hopefully we'll get you hooked up with that. But we really do appreciate you. We got 10 funny, cool questions here at the end. Episode 200. Jillian, you've been on 1, you've been on 100, been on 200. I guess next is 300? You know, just every big landmark, trademark number, we'll get you back on. We appreciate it. All right, cool. You ready for 10 questions?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. First is, if you started a charity, what would it be for?
Definitely for animals, something, helping animals, doing something. That was always a huge part of my life before I started training. I volunteered with the Society, horse rescues, wildlife rescues. It would definitely be something surrounding animals, 100%.
Absolutely. You know, Jessica Borga, Bellator fighter, she deals with a lot of animals, and she's like a I can't believe the word is out of my head right now, like an animal nurse. You know what I mean? She's awesome. I've actually been to her, you know, practice. She's a kick ass. She's awesome. Jessica Borga.
Oh, yeah, I'm friends with her. I've rolled with her a few times.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, definitely share a lot of the same interests.
There you go, there you go. What's your biggest pet peeve?
People who chew with their mouth open.
right. That's a good one.
There's nothing that's going to get to me sooner than that.
Yeah, definitely a future date. Yeah, just don't chew with your mouth open. I don't get it, you know? It's like, come on. What is your biggest fear?
Honestly, probably a really long flight. Like, I don't know. I always think of it like to Australia, like a 20-hour flight, like something like that. Absolutely. Like, I feel like I'd get so claustrophobic just being stuck in a plane for that long.
Right. Wow. Okay. That's a good one. Who is your hero?
Probably Amanda Nunes, honestly. She's just as a fighter, as a champion, and as a person, like there's nobody more down to earth, and she's just a great all around person. She's who I aspire to be.
Love it. What's your all time favorite candy?
Well, that's a tough one.
And you can't say your CBD gummies that sponsor you.
Shout out Creating Better Days.
There you go.
But probably, I'd say Reese's.
Reese's? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
That's like an all-timer, you know, like that. You can't go wrong with like something like that or Snickers or M&M's, like just the all-timers. In the year 2025, where will Jillian Robertson be?
I will be with a UFC belt around my waist and a lot of cats and dogs in my house.
Right? That's the truth. That's the honest guy's truth. That's so funny. This is a good one. What's your favorite item in your closet?
I'm not really sure about that one. I'm not a huge like clothes person. I don't really know about that one. I'm not sure.
Okay, maybe like a training bag, like American Top Team had those American Top Team bags or a UFC bag or something.
If we're going with that, then it'd probably be my boxing gloves. I love my gloves.
There you go. That's in it. There you go. What is a funny? And I saw this on your Instagram stories. They said, like, when was your first fight, and you had the old school, you had your hair, it was all dark. I think it was in the Combat Night cage, actually, too. What's, like, a funny high school story or, like, a college story that, you know, maybe no one on a podcast or that don't really know you knows?
Gosh, put me on the spot here. I skipped the last 2 years of high school. I just went to college online. And so it's like, I didn't really have like a huge, like high school experience.
Right.
I feel like I did dual enrollment. So I graduated high school with my AA in general.
And right.
So it's like, yeah, I wasn't really a big part of the high school experience. I was more in the gym than anything else.
Right. Like, I don't think high school taught you, you know, how to do a rear naked choke. I just don't think they teach you that. Like,
yeah. No, and that's really what I need to know. That's the interesting stuff that's going to help me in life.
That's why you're connected with Dean Thomas. Dean Thomas will definitely teach you the way. Unreal. I love Dean. Outside of MMA, what's one of your favorite activities that you do?
I usually napping. Does that count?
Napping with the cats.
I could be like a professional napper. I train like 2 to 3 times a day, and then I go home and I sleep an unreal amount.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Last question, and hopefully this happens. On June 20th, fight prediction.
It's always the same for me.
Same.
It's just a race to see how fast I can get to the throat. I'm just trying to get that rear naked. It's my strongest finishing weapon, and all the girls in the division can know it, and I'm still going to get it.
Right, right. That's awesome. Jillian, man, we appreciate you so much. You know, you always say yes. We appreciate it. Like I said, episode 100, and now episode 200 of Fight Bananas. Like I said, the last 2 months have been on fire for us. The podcast numbers have been great. YouTube's been awesome. So we really do appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk soon, and hopefully maybe we'll talk after your win on June 20th.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much for having me again.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
So you back, pimp. I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah. Acting stupid. Whoa. What's happening? Whoa. What was happening? Whoa. I'm a savage.
All right, guys, that was Jillian the Savage Robertson back on the Fight Bananas podcast. So happy to have her. Gosh, episode 200. Man, it's just, it's time flies, especially when you're having fun. And I'm blown away by the leaps and bounds that we have grown. And, you know, spoiler alert, I thought it has been a year and over a year, and it even hasn't. It's been less than a year. And I've been saying this for the longest. I really do. And I challenge anyone, put in any comment, come after me. I'm at David Van Auken, Fight Bananas. I'm easy to find on social media. No one puts out more mixed martial arts, content more than Fight Bananas. Literally, almost every single day, we put out a podcast. We put out a guest. We have some of the best interviews with some of the hottest UFC fighters in the world, bar none. We have theories. We have, we're doing this fight breakdown. We always do recap shows. And it's just, we are putting out content consistently on a daily basis, and that's how we got to episode 200. That's how we're flying. That's how the numbers are just flying up. iHeartRadio, they're so pumped because now we have two new podcasts attached to us, Bare Knuckles and Brews, and of course, That Guy's Wrestling Podcast about professional wrestling. We're growing leaps and bounds. The YouTube numbers are on fire. We're just so happy with everyone involved. And, you know, I kind of want to say, first, always want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. We really do. Mako Tech Mouth Guards, Fusion CBD Products, and Still Nutrition, and Warhammer Fightwear. But even that, I want to thank every guest that ever came on the show. And I don't want to start naming off 100, but, you know, Dean Thomas has been so crucial to the Fight Bananas podcast. Been on, I would say, in the around 3 or 4 times. A couple of times we had the end of the year award show kind of with Dean, and then with him to break the news, that podcast, you know, exploded for us. Numbers were 8 times, 9 times what a normal podcast does on that first day. Dean just blown in the way. Like Jillian Robertson. Episode 1, we had her somewhere else in the middle, but we kind of forget that one because we like the numbers to be so, you know, succinct. 1, 100, and 200. We love Jillian. Jillian's, you know, the ceiling is so high for her. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a really, really banging at the end of the year for her. If she gets the win in June and then it gets another one in November, December, telling you, she has a great aura about her. The UFC likes her. She has great management. She has a great team around her with Dean Thomas. She's just, 2021 is just going to be that breakout superstar, you know, main event in ESPN Plus shows. I would love to see Jillian main event a Canada show. I just, you know, just so pumped for her future. And everyone else, we had a really, our last month or 2 months ago in February, that week of Curtis Blaydes and Glover Teixeira, just to, you know, is Glover Teixeira not a lock for the Hall of Fame? Is he not? We just had some amazing guests and everyone on the way up. We love our Phil Rowe, you know, Mike Beastboy Davis. We've had so many just rising budding superstars. One of my favorite guys, men in the whole mixed martial art game, not even the game. He's just a brother to me, Jacob Killer Kilburn. I love me some Kilburn. Sherrard Blackledge, if you don't know, you will. The kid's going to be a superstar in the game. 2022, the man just takes over the game, Sherrard Blackledge. So there's just so many stars and studs. Felicia Phenom Spencer's been on the podcast multiple times. She's about to main event UFC 250. Her friend, a big friend of mine, Megan Colley. I love me some Megan Colley. Everyone from Pete White Boxing, Taylor White, Anderson Hutchinson, everyone there. Big ups and love to them. Everyone a part of the Island Fights family. My main man, Dean Tool. Come on. Been on the show multiple times. The him and Brock Weaver episode was gold. Just so much content. We love it. Guys, if some of those were like, oh, wow, I didn't know that they interviewed him or her, go back in the archives. Apple Podcasts, especially iHeartRadio, subscribe and download on iHeartRadio. They love us. We love them right back. Of course, you can go on any YouTube. Every single podcast has been on YouTube. Every single one. 1 to 200. They all have been on it. We put up fight highlights, sometimes YouTube exclusives. That Fight Bananas YouTube channel is on fire. It was awesome. Last month, we had that 1K subscriber. So we're going to be doing a lot of new things. We're going to be doing a lot of live shows now through YouTube, putting commercials on it, making money. That's what I'm talking about. Can't wait. Hopefully, everyone's safe. Everyone stays home, staying safe. This is going to be a long month for a lot of us. It's going to be a lot of struggle and time. And if we can just take your mind off of it for 32 minutes, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why we're doing the Fight Bananas Best UFC Fight of All Time bracket. Just hopefully you guys listen to us, have fun, makes you guys think. Hopefully you heard a story from Jillian Robertson today that you didn't know, or, you know, and her talking about the fight coming up June 20th. It was, you know, she told me probably, I think 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago about it. And she was, yeah, disappointed, just to be blunt about it. She was disappointed that it was so far out. But everything happens for a reason. That's life. It's a time thing. And maybe it was meant to be that June 20th might be a big, you know, takeoff date for the UFC back, you know, with ESPN Plus. So we never know. I'm just so grateful, so pumped. I'm so excited for what the future is going to hold for us. UFC, Island Fights, Combat Night, Invicta FC, Bellator 1. We're coming in all. PFL, we had Kayla Harrison on the show. My twin girls were born on New Year's Eve, and we're watching Kayla Harrison, and she gave us a shout-out through the IG. It's just the family that we're building here on Fight Bananas, you know, it's going to be unmatched, unbreakable, undeniable. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. This was the episode 200 of the Fight Bananas podcast. I am Dave Vinok, and you can follow me on any social media platform. The Twitter game is starting to come up. I for a year, I put Twitter down. I'm back on it. I'm trying to get content out there on Twitter, have fun with people. So I'm back on the Twitter game at David Vinok. The IG game, you know, is always strong. If you want to see any pictures of the fam, or you want to see, of course, the MMA, the Fight Banana scene, come to David Vinok. On Facebook, I'm easy to find there. And, of course, on Instagram, you can go to Fight Bananas Official. That's that handle. And we're just so grateful. Thank you to Jillian Robertson. Savage underscore UFC on the IG. Give her a follow. This has been the 200th edition of the Fight Bananas Podcast.